Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
To go and sell all that he has and buy the field. You are the treasure. There's treasure inside of us, and you have to sell all that you have and invest in yourself to bring that treasure out. And so there is never God's intention to make you one in the world and another in the church. You're the same. Whatever you are in the church, that's what you are in the world. Whatever your gift is in the church, that's your gift to the world. Whatever your gift is to the world, that's the gift you bring in the church. And so the trick is you've got to find the link between your ministry and your work. You know, one of the things that I do is when I go and teach corporates, I tell them that I'm a logistician, that I move goods from here to there, and I move people in the thinking from here to there to there to there. So in the church, that's the link. I actually, here on every Sunday morning, I move you in your thinking from one level to another level to another level. And so that's my ministry. So whether I'm in the world or in the church, I'm a logistician. I move things. And that's the way you find the link. And then life becomes meaningful and life becomes purposeful. And then whether you're in the church or in the world, man, you are one. There is no separation. Like you act one at home and you act another at work and you act another in the church. You're the same wherever you go and whatever you do. You're one. So that's the first principle, is the principle of work. And you got to find where to deploy your call, your gift, and your potential. The second principle is this, that life is principle number two is life is sacrifice. And sacrifice comes with an element of pain and suffering. Most of you here that send your children to college, man, that's a huge sacrifice. You are sacrificing something, you know, that you can spend on a house, on a car, on your clothes, towards that college fee. Life is sacrifice. And if you don't understand that, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to achieve anything. And you're not going to become anything. You've got to make some sacrifices. In school, if you don't make the sacrifice to put the TV off and learn, you're not going to pass. It's a sacrifice. Life is a sacrifice. And sacrifice comes with a level of pain and suffering. And you've got to do it. And so the Bible says this, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel also brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. You've got to make sacrifices in your life. And sacrifice most often is doing something today, giving up something today for something better tomorrow. That's what a sacrifice is. And so throughout the Old Testament, you'll find that God was the one that initiated sacrifice. You remember when Adam and Eve sinned? He was the one that came and slayed the animal, took the skin of the animal and covered Adam and Eve. And so then Cain and Abel was the second group of people to bring the sacrifice. And then throughout the Old Testament, God initiated burnt offerings and many sacrifices. And there's the thing I want to run through quickly. New Testament sacrifices. These are New Testament sacrifices that we have to understand and know, because when you make those sacrifices, there is rewards. And the more sacrifices you make, the more rewarded you get. And you know, there's one thing. God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. He's a respecter of the sacrifice that you bring. Yeah, because Cain and Abel, God rejected one sacrifice and he accepted another sacrifice. And the other sacrifice that he accepted came with a lot of pain. He had to die. And so there's some New Testament sacrifices that's absolutely important for you and I to understand if you really want to score some brownie points with God. Because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to be diligent in the seeking of God. The first one is this. In the book of Mark 12:33, God says, if you love me with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your soul, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more than all burnt offering and sacrifices. So love supersedes anything you can do for God. Because quite often, love is sacrifice. You have to sacrifice things to love God. Because you have to sacrifice the world, right? Because the Bible says you can't love the world and you can't love Him. You know, the things of the world. And so the first thing is that you love God. That's a wonderful sacrifice. The second thing is you obey God. 1 Samuel 15:22. God says this, in obeying the voice of the Lord is better than sacrifices. Okay? That's 1 Samuel 15:22. That's the second thing. The third thing is, do you know faith is a sacrifice? When you learn to trust God, what are you sacrificing? You're sacrificing your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So what? Your understanding says, don't trust God. It's not going to work. No, you have to sacrifice that understanding and you trust Him because it's faith. So how do we know that faith is, or trusting God is a sacrifice? Listen to this in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Maybe that's why Cain was rejected. His offering was minus faith. Okay? Minus faith. And Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Abraham's belief in God was accounted to him what? As righteousness. So what did Abel's offering do to? Abel's offering said, God said, I see your faith, I see you're righteous. And he saw Cain's no faith, and he said, I'm not pleased with the offering. There's no faith in it. So what is it? So everything you do for God, God says, can you believe me for something in return? See, that's what faith is. And that's what Christianity is about. The Bible says that God wants you to serve Him for the abundance of all good things. If you don't serve Him for the abundance of all good things, you are cursed with a curse. So when you come here to serve God, you came here this morning to serve God, if there is not an expectation in you for something, for a reward, for God to do something for you, then you coming here is in sin. It's not faith. See, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So whatever you do, there has to be that element of faith. God, I'm doing this. I'm sacrificing my time for you. I could be in bed. I could be watching TV, but I'm going there because I'm believing you for something. And that's what God's pleased with. And if that's missing, then we're going to have problems. Okay, the fourth one, Hebrews 13, 15 and 16. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, thanksgiving to His name. And so the fourth one is giving thanks to God. And the Bible says in everything you must give thanks. So even when things are not good, looking good in your life, you say, God, I thank you that you are in control, you are in charge, and I give you thanks for that. And it comes at a painful moment. It's a sacrifice of your emotions. You're sad, but you're saying, God, I want to appreciate you because I know you got this thing covered. See, it's a sacrifice of your emotions. So in everything, give thanks. And then in the same text, the fourth one is there. To do good is a sacrifice. To do good comes with pain. To do good comes with a cost. And to do good, and then you start to do good at home, at work, in church, in society, wherever you go, it's the intention to do good is a sacrifice according to Scripture. And then the sixth one, in the same text, it says to be generous. To be generous, you have to sacrifice something that you can spend on yourself, right? Okay, on somebody else or something else. And to be generous, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. But again, you know, make sure you get that in context, because when you are kind, people can take advantage of you. But that's the truth. be generous, but be on your guard, because there are people that can use you. And so, and then the last one is Romans 12. It says this, present your bodies a living.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.